there is no idealistic future. You know, where it's gonna all be right and we're just gonna be happy. Tragedy is that we don't recognize it until after the fact. Everything is, it's so cyclical. Everything that is good, we can be 100% guaranteed that it's gonna get bad again. And as bad as it is, you can be 100% guaranteed that it's gonna get good again. The key is to not waste that suffering. When it comes, like, see it as a gift. As an opportunity to open our eyes and to value, you know, what it is that we have, recognize what is good, and be able to really value it as it's happening.
Every single good thing that happens in our lives comes at a cost. There's nothing for free. But at the same time, everything we struggle with has opportunity and lesson that goes with it. My career and the concept of why came out of me losing my passion and hating work. I went through depression. I never want to go through that again, but I'm really glad it happened.
I believe that everything happens for a reason. And sometimes good things fall apart so better things can fall together.
And so by the time you're in prison, that's not rock bottom for you?
Nope.
You are Robert Downey Jr., you Golden Globe Award, Oscar nominee, movies, the life that most people look at and think, gee, I'd like a piece of that life. And then
God punishes you by giving you everything you want. See if you can handle it. I mean, he wants to show you something. He wants to see how much you can take, how much you can handle. Right?
It's easy to embrace hopelessness when things seem insurmountable. It's not that difficult to overcome these seemingly ghastly problems.
You are saying that it's not that difficult?
No. What's hard is to decide.
You gotta understand, before you succeed, you must first learn to fail. Like if you fail one or two times and you stop pursuing your dream, you ain't ready anyway.
But that's with everything, right? In life, people emulate the end result, not the process.
Most difficult situations will resolve themselves if you are persistent, if you don't give up entirely. And that's what I never did. I never gave up.
Michael Jordan missed 9,000 shots. He failed 9,000 times. You get it? We all fail. It's okay. What is not okay is that when you fail, you stay down.
Think about the times where everything was going wrong. Nothing was going right. When there was no friends around, there was no family, you were in that place. What kept you going? When does a new day start? At midnight. If a new day starts in the dark, why are you afraid to use your dark side for your new beginnings?
There'll be times where you succeed, and there are times that you fail. Wasting your time doubting whether you're going to be successful or not is pointless. You just put one foot in front of the other. You control what you can't control. And then you see what the outcome is. If you win, great. You're gonna have to wake up the next day and do the journey over again. If you lose, it sucks, but you're gonna have to wake up the next day and do the journey all over again anyway.
There's gonna be certain seasons in life to where you're in a season of just enduring. No matter how much things go well, you're gonna be in some seasons of your life to where you feel like ain't nothing working. You coming down the court, clear shot at the basket, ain't nothing falling. Man, you're not crazy. This is life. There's nothing wrong with you. These are the ups, the downs, successes, failures. This is the totality and the process of life. There's nothing wrong with you, and you can't escape it.
If you just do stuff and nothing happens,
why do you even want me?
What's it all mean? What's the point?
When you come out of the storm, you won't be the same person that walked into it. That's what the storm is all about. When you can't control what's happening to you, control how you respond to it. That's where your power is.
Because sometimes we don't understand, like, what is this thing? What is my purpose? Why am I here? Why do I have to go through this pain? Why do I have to go through this fear all the time? Why can't it just be peaceful all the time? Then there wouldn't be life.
Like, and I know the initial reaction when we go through things is to say, man, why did this have to happen to me? And it's an honest reaction. Because sometimes good people go through some crazy stuff. And some of the things we go through, I'm gonna just be real, it's not a scripture for it.
We have to take life at its turn, life on life terms, not our life on our terms. You know, we have to live life on life terms. You say you love life, you wanna live life, I'm gonna show you life. Life is beautiful, but you have to accept the good and the bad as being beautiful.
You want the whole blueprint. It's like, no. Just take the first step. Yeah.
If you don't fail, you're not even trying.